Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, surviving Blizzard 13 at Collaborate 13. And remember, everybody, follow the show on Twitter at hashtag C13DEN. You can see what's happening real time on Twitter at all times at that hashtag.
And we're in full swing here, man. We've had I don't know how many conversations already today, and we're into the afternoon now. And this is going to be a fun segment. We have with us from O2 Works.
I think he's the first rhyming first and last name.
Oh, yeah? You think? Well, he's with O2 Works, and he's OAUG member. Please welcome to the show Mr. Mark Clark. How you doing, man?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks.
So you're an OAUG member. How long have you been a member?
I've actually been a member since 1992.
Wow, since you were seven.
Exactly.
So why was it important for you to join OAUG?
So I started my career with Oracle Consulting, and at that point in time, the Oracle consultants weren't allowed to get involved with the user community.
Is that true?
Seriously?
Hey, you got to build your hours.
Skeletons in the closet here?
Keep your nose to the grindstone, guys.
Wow.
But as soon as I left Oracle Consulting, it was one of the first things I did was sign up for OAUG.
Because you wanted to know what you were missing all this time. Right?
Exactly.
Forbidden fruit. So O2 Works, what's the deal with O2 Works? What kind of things are you guys out there doing for folks?
So we're actually an Oracle partner. So we put in the Oracle e-business suite for companies around the globe.
And how's that work been when now you're on the other side of the fence from Oracle?
You know, it's cool. It's actually, sometimes it's nice to be an arm's length. That's all I'm going to say. But it's cool. It's actually, the Oracle ecosystem's pretty good. You've got Oracle, you've got the OAUG, and you've got a lot of partners out there. And they all work together to help companies out that purchase the software and have to maintain it over a number of years.
So where does the work come from? How do you get the gig? Do you have people out there actually marketing this kind of thing? Or it comes through user groups and referral sources? Or how's it work?
You know, great question. A lot of times...
That was a fantastic question.
All right.
Best
it's
question
early afternoon.
Day.
I haven't had my candy bar. Okay. That was a fantastic question.
So one of the biggest ways we get business is coming to shows like this. We'll put up some consultants to give presentations, maybe do case studies, give tips, tricks, training. So we do it here, and we also do it at a lot of the different, at the GEO groups and the SIG groups that are part of the OAUG.
So the OAUG is a critical part of your marketing of your company.
It definitely is. It's really one of the only organizations that we partner with to provide trainers and consultants and white papers and things like that. So definitely a good group.
So now, if I'm a person out there working with Oracle applications, how important is it in your mind to kind of invest the time to be a member of OAUG?
Yeah, I always encourage folks. When I come across a new customer that doesn't know about OAUG, that's one of the first things I encourage them to do is go to the website. I talk to them about the value that OAUG has in training opportunities, things like this, the different networking opportunities to meet either peers in their own city or in their own industry, and then just all the channels, the communication channels that we keep open with Oracle. It's really that influence with Oracle that I think is one of the most valuable membership benefits.
Well, and apparently they have pretty deep and wide repository of thought leadership, white papers, that kind of thing, right?
We do. It's thought leadership, and if somebody says, hey, I've got this issue, this question, are there some experts that I can talk to? Are there other people within the organization that may have gone through this before? The OAUG can help facilitate those conversations.
So now you're here at the conference. Are you here as part of O2 Works or part of OAUG?
Both. I'm here representing my company, but also as a longtime volunteer with the OAUG.
So do you spend a lot of time walking the carpet and visiting with people in booths, or are you working a booth? Are you going to education sessions? What you doing?
Yeah, all of the above. I've been to some sessions. We've been to some one-on-one meetings with the Oracle guys. Again, that keeping those communication channels open.
Right.
Had to spend a couple hours in the booth over there, so it's a full day.
So did you meet the pilot, the Oracle team pilot? Did you see him speak, or you saw him around?
Yeah, that was great. I've got to meet him in the past, so I didn't get to meet him today, but some of those videos were awesome.
Well, I haven't seen the videos, but we had a chance to visit with him yesterday, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Sean's a great guy.
Now, Oracle takes these user group conferences seriously. They had the president here, right?
Yeah, Mark Hurd was here, and he actually delivered the keynote this morning.
So now what does that mean to the users group to have the president of Oracle take the time to come to this kind of an event?
Yeah, and over the years, it's we've had different levels of participation, but I think the fact that Mark Hurd came to this Collaborate meeting says a lot. One of the specific questions that was called out during the keynote was, where do you see user groups adding value to Oracle? And he said they were actually going to put more energy into it because we were representing their customers. So that was great to hear.
I'll bet.
So now, if somebody wanted to be a member of OAUG, where should they go to get more information?
Yeah, just go to OAUG.com. You can get information there. Somebody can contact you, give you more information. When somebody becomes a member, one of the things we like to do is steer them to the orientation sessions. So it's really, we put on a web seminar, and it goes through all the different benefits. How do you access the white paper database? How do you talk to some of the vendors? How do you find out about what events are coming up? So really, to educate them, and then we identify what we call the ambassador, which is the person within the organization that's responsible for disseminating the information out to all the different lines of businesses. Some of these companies are really large multinationals. They may have a presence in 70, 80 countries. Using many different factories and things. So you want everybody to know about OAUG.
Speak to that a little bit. This is going to be a fantastic experience for you. You already know that. That's why you're here. You're going to go back to the working ranch, and you're going to go try to share some of these ideas with these people, and some of them are going to look at you like you've got pink feathers, falling out of your hair. How do you redistribute the information in a way that people are going to truly profit from it?
Yeah, definitely. I think the white papers is one way. Those are things that you can bring back to your organization to share. One of the other things that OAUG's been doing is we've been increasing the use of our online training seminars because we know, hey, travel budgets are tight. You can't send everybody to a conference. You can't afford to have all your DBAs and all your analysts out here, away from the ranch. So we put on a lot of virtual training sessions afterwards, and we repeat these sessions so that folks that didn't get a chance to go to Collaborate get a chance to get some of the content.
So now, is there any one initiative that you're most excited about?
The online learning is one because we realize our members can't send everybody out here. We've really emphasized that heavily over the last couple of years. But I think some of the other things we're doing is we've definitely increased our interaction with Oracle. We've got some special programs going on. We're actually going to get Oracle and OEG and our SIG groups more involved with the enhancements voting process. So tons of cool things. Definitely in a really good place right now.
So you heard it first from Mark, online learning and in-booth radio. Is that what you heard, Lee?
Those are the big initiatives.
In-booth radio is cool.
There's not enough of that.
Can I come back?
Yeah, on the hour. You could do the weather and traffic on the hour.
I was hoping for a weather girl, but I didn't see one.
Now, if somebody wants to learn more about O2Works, their website?
Sure, we're O2Works.com. It's the letter O, number 2, W-O-R-K-S.com, and I'd be glad to answer questions.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for being part of this.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Peyton, live at Collaborate 13. We'll be back in a few.